Why do you insist on using plasma? Plasma's garbage against these guys. It is! What are you, some kind of masochist? You know you use kinetic weapons on these guys. Of course you know. You're the guy who fucking told me. So why don't you do it?
'Cause I like plasma.
Yeah, I know we're still winning. Hey, call the ammo in. 'Cause I can't right now, Nimrod. I got people shooting at me. I'm covering you. I'm covering you. Yeah, yeah. That's it. All right, let's hit the extract. Why do you always wait there at the ramp? Get on the damn evac bird. Jeez. Some sort of ego shit. Gotta be the last on or something. Oh yeah, dude, we're badass. Look at the stats of these derps. Look at that other guy. Died 8 times. That's more than half our tickets. And what do you expect when a guy fucks off on his own every chance he gets? I mean, I'm not mean. I'm just saying we're good at staying alive. I had to spam the revive thing for him all match. Okay, maybe half the time. You're too damn quick with it. No, I know you wait at the ramp out of respect for the rest of the team. It's kind of nice, but nobody gives a shit about that. I was just fucking with you over in game chat. No, it's kind of cute. Maybe in a little while. I think I just want to chill for a while. No, I'm not leaving. I'm just going to relax and stare at the ceiling for a while. You're going to stick around? Ah, listen to music. What are you listening to? Link it, bruh. Richard Marx? Why do you always listen to some shit from the 90s? Wonderful Journey? You always listen to this silly, cheesy shit. No, I didn't say I didn't like it. It just doesn't match with the game. Oh, you just started it. Okay. No, but seriously, dude. Why do you insist on using plasma? You just like it? Ugh. You always do that. Whatever's the meta, you gotta go against it. You're such a contrarian. Nah, I'm just messing with you. I like that about you, actually. Is that weird? No weirder than using plasma on energy-based mobs. Why? You don't follow the crowd. It's nice. That's all. Like, whenever anyone looks to the right, you always look to the left instead. It can be frustrating sometimes, but it's comforting too. Like, I don't know, you trust me to keep that angle covered and I can trust you to watch the other way. No, dude, that is not common sense. You know how often you see 5 people shooting at the same choke point and getting naded because nobody covered the back door? I always trust you to cover that. Of course I noticed. You think there's a reason I've played with you for all these years? No, it's not your fucking KDR. We both know mine's better. It's only better because... Never mind. You always do that. You hate the meta. Remember when we played WoW back in the day and you insisted on maining Druid? You know good and well this was back when they were trash, but you were like, fuck these people, I do what I want. When we met, I was shocked. I didn't expect much out of you, but man. What are you talking about? I thought you were garbage? Dude, I was fucking with you. No, I wasn't bullying you. I was fucking with you, and you fucked back. That's what we do. That's our interaction. And even if I was bullying you, you'd like it. Ah, bullshit. You don't think I noticed when you shared your screen those silly ASMRs in the background? Your bully torments you and then confesses her true love. Shut the fuck up. Of course I knew. But why am I gonna fuck with you about that? Because it's cute. No, really. You don't come off as the type of guy that likes sappy stuff like that. Or this song, even. It feels like My Little Secret. But you were actually good at Druid, and then you got all arrogant when they buffed Druids, and then they got overpowered, and I was rolling my eyes at every dungeon you'd run up and punch the mobs in tree form just to fucking show off. Don't act like you didn't. I'd fuck with you, but I wouldn't play with you so long if I wasn't having fun. And also, you're pretty good. No, seriously. I always felt I could fight anything. It's every game, actually. You always protect me. You didn't notice? You always play support, and I can just run in where angels fear tread, and you go too, even if we have to respawn. My kill-death ratio is only higher because you always cover me. And you never scold me if I fuck up. We always have a laugh and just do it the fuck again until we win. Nah. You never fuck up. It's always me. I get overconfident because you got my back. I just didn't notice it. There's no way that's true. You're only good because I cover you. Please, don't patronize me. I'm at best okay at these games. What? Best tank you've ever played with? Don't fuck with me. Wait, you're serious? Me? What about those raid tanks you healed for? They were always better geared, and I always swapped to DPS for raids. Only because I never raid tanked? I never asked to tank because nobody assumed a girl's gonna be able to do it as well. I should've. I was better than them. Never lost aggro. You're serious, aren't you? Me? Really? No, nothing's wrong. It's just weird. I never got that impression from you. Remember when we switched to Final Fantasy XIV? I main tank. I only did that because you always play healers, and I knew you'd take care of me. I mean it. You'd take care of it. No, really, babe. I wouldn't play something that important, except that you're there covering me. Like, when you're healing, I feel like a fucking superhero. Even when you run up and spam holy like a derp. I know you know the situation and the pull, and I just know you'll keep me alive. Well, maybe not the other idiots, especially the ones who pull first. Paladins are easy to heal. Of course I picked a paladin. They're OP. I have to pick the overpowered class, or how the hell am I going to keep up with you? I gotta chase the meta just to be the average. I always pick the OP classes, at least the ones you tell me are. They're not OP? Yeah, I guess. Game's pretty balanced. Why'd you tell me they're overpowered if they weren't? So I'd try something fun for me? You thought I'd have fun with it? That it suits me? Well, maybe it does, but that is not why I agreed to it. Glamour is endgame. It matches with White Mage pretty well aesthetically, and I knew you were going to play that. Yeah, big titty bunny girl and all. Don't act like you don't like it. My character is not a basic bitch. I play males so guys don't hit on me. He's not boring. He's a fucking hottie. Shut up. Basic hair. Your hair is that color. Yes, in real life. You showed me a pic that one time. Yeah, well, I like him. He's sexy. Maybe he does, incidentally, look like you. Huh? Why do I play with you so much? Because we get along and you don't treat me like everyone else. You don't know what I mean? Every guild we've joined, there have been a few. Don't tell me you don't notice. Every guild we join, I always start silent on Discord. Because whenever they realize I'm a girl, the whole place changes. What are you talking about? I always join voice. Of course I do. People bug me until I do, because they figure it out. It's always your fault they find out, too. I play a dude. There's no reason they would guess I'm not a dude. But you always say, she's coming, or wait till she pulls, or I'll let you die. Before long, people think you've got inside information about me and get curious. Really? And it happens every time, like clockwork, especially in guilds that are all male. As soon as I start talking, it's like an enrage timer. When I'm quiet, all the guys are normal. They fuck with each other, but they're supportive too, like in their own guy way. It's comfortable. I get to like experience guy world like an insider, like one of the guys. No, babe, there's no such thing as a girl that is just one of the guys. I learned that from this. When I come in, it's only a matter of time before the enrage timer hits. Then they treat me different, no matter how normal I am. How? It's tons of things. Like, there's always going to be at least one guy who starts bossing the other guys around, like he knows everything about everything. And if there's two of those guys, they'll argue. Then, there's going to be the guy who does stupid shit to show off, like pull mobs before me or something, so they get bigger damage numbers, and of course, they'll always show them off and compare them to the other guys. Yeah, you always warn them. I love it. And then, you just let them die. I cream my pants for that shit. No, you aren't showing off. You are actually good at the fucking game. There's a difference. Then there's the handholders, the guys who suddenly think I don't know shit about shit in a game that I've been playing longer than they have. Sure, it's nice occasionally to get an extra stack of potions I already have 6 stacks of, or randomly being handed a weapon they think is an upgrade because I had another weapon in hand temporarily for the look, or to grind stats with. And then they explain the fight to the guild like they specifically try to explain it to me separately, like I'm too fucking stupid to follow. As if I haven't already researched the fight before and know it better than they do. I don't say anything because I don't want to seem mean. And I know they're just trying to be helpful, but it's annoying. Yes, you help me, but only when I ask your opinion. I like that about you. You just assume I take care of it. The assumption of competence. You always assume I know what I'm doing. And if you even notice when I don't, you always cover for it. I remember that one time you brought it up. Bro, why do you explain this fight twice every time? We can get it. We get it. We can just pull the boss. Maybe you were just bored, but it felt like you were sticking up for me. Were you? A little bit? Thank you. No, the lewd joke guys are hitting on me aren't actually that bad. They give me a giggle. And if a guy thinks it creates an in with you, you just shoot them down with some remark about their small dick or something. Make a joke about it. Something like that. The ones that really irritate me the most are the ones that just want to completely ignore my existence when they find out I'm a girl. No, these guys would shoot the shit in text, but as soon as they hear my voice, it's like, silent running. What? Stand in line? What the fuck does that mean? Who's gonna stand in line for me? Oh, I get it. Like, they see how everyone else is acting and just don't want to bother me by adding in? Okay. I guess I didn't see it that way. That's kind of sweet, actually. But it still kind of hurts. Why can't they just treat me like a person, like you do? Yeah, occasionally you make a lewd joke, but it's in context and I find it funny. That's why lately I start groups and stuff immediately talking to you. You're like a guard dog or something. People treat me differently when I'm around you. When you and I are talking, nobody does that shit. And if they do, you put them in their place. Maybe not consciously, but you do. You'll let it go for a while, but before too long, you'll say something that's kind of indirect. You'll make a joke about how you always talk too thirsty to a chick and she rejects you or something. It gets the message across without being too confrontational. You're like my own personal guard dog, but guys can never just let me be a person. Why they do that? You mean why they act dumb to begin with? 'Cause they're horny and I'm a chick? Not just 'cause I'm a girl? Then why? My voice is sexy. Are you out of your fucking mind, sexy me? Ugh, you're just trying to make me feel better. You're crazy. Really? Guys really think my voice is sexy? You get private messages from them about it? You fucking lie. Show me one. Holy shit. Well, that guy put it kind of uniquely? Well, incidentally, girls find your voice sexy too. Yeah, I agree. The few guilds that have chicks in them always message me too. They flirt with you, but you're too big a dumbass to notice. Yeah, they always laugh too long or too loud at dumb shit you say. Sure, I laugh too, but with the exact appropriate amount. You don't realize it, but every so often, you either get this guttural growl rasp that sneaks in the bottom of your voice, makes chicks squirm. How do I know? 'Cause it makes me squirm, you dumbass. Yes, it's true. You just don't get it. Okay. Yes, your voice is gentle. That's comforting. Women feel safe around you. But occasionally, you get this really dangerous edge to you. Then it gives them kind of a rush, like, daddy's mad, uh-oh. Makes me want to get bent over and fucked hard. I mean, it makes women want to get, So these guys think I'm sexy? Like they want me to be their very own personal phone sex operator. Just $9.95 for the first minute. 10 cents each additional minute. Call me, stud. Why aren't you laughing? Hello? You there? Not just guys. You find my voice sexy. You're not just saying that? You want to hear more? You want to hear me moan and whimper like a little slut? Do you really think my voice is sexy? Let's join a private chat so nobody comes in. Hi there. Yes, I know we were just talking. It's just different. So it's obvious why I invited you, and I know you know because we know each other. I like that we know each other. Do you want to hear my sexy voice more? Because I want to hear yours. If you're shy, it's okay. Do what you want, but I'm going to reach over here and get my vibrator, and I'm going to have fun, and you can listen, and if it feels good, let me listen to you too, okay? It's not weird, is it? If you want, we can just forget this. Okay. So, I don't do this often. Goes without saying. You don't think guys try to audio fuck me? Oh, you mean I probably wouldn't let them. Sorry. I'd let you, though, even in real life. It usually takes a bit to warm up. I'm usually a slow starter. Well, not tonight. Honestly, talking to you always gets me slightly excited, so... I can't believe I'm telling you this. I usually will rub one out right after you get off the call. Yes, for real? You too? You really do find my voice that sexy? You're such a gentleman most of the time. I never thought you had a single dirty thought about me. Oh, it feels so good that you've secretly been wanting me. Oh, it's like validation. Oh. Oh, you know, oh, I was jealous sometimes. Oh, you were so helpful to everyone else. Oh, I kind of wanted you to fawn on me like that. Oh, I don't like when other people do that, but I want you to. Oh, fuck, is that weird? You even flirted with the occasional female guildmate. Oh, I wanted to strangle them. Yeah. Oh, I've been feeling like you belong to me for a long time. Oh, I know I didn't really have a right to. Oh, but whose heart asks permission? Fuck, I feel a little awkward. Oh, trying to sound sexy. Oh, just enjoy it. Oh, help me. Oh, God. Oh, you sound so fucking sexy. Oh, fuck. Oh, moan more for me, please. Oh, yes, I'm serious. Oh, it's getting me off. Yes. Oh, when you say that kind of thing to me, it makes feel it. Oh, I love how you protect me. Oh, I know in game I'm protecting you, but you protect me too. And not just in game. You always make sure I'm safe. Oh, I can be free to be me. Oh, you make everyone respect it. I love how brave you are, even when you're not confident. Oh, you just do it anyway. Oh, not just in the game. Oh, you've told me so much about your life. You push yourself. Oh, I love it. Oh, keep moaning. Your growls are so sexy. Oh, God, it's making me so fucking wet. Oh, my God, you hear that? Oh, no, I can't. It's too embarrassing. Oh, it's embarrassing. But being embarrassed by you hearing it makes me feel so much better. Oh, please. It's a little weird hearing you praise me like that, even when we normally burn each other, but I really love it. I love hearing how you adore me. Oh, I never knew you thought about this with me. Are you getting close? Oh, fuck, I want to do it with you. Can you wait? Oh, just keep talking to me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you. I'm gonna come. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. I know. You know, I'm coming. You know, I'm coming. Oh, you know, I love you. I fucking love you. Oh my God, I love you. I can't believe I said that. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to throw that on you. I felt it so much. You don't have to. What? Say that again? You love me too? We can't really go back now, you know. It won't be the same between us. And I don't want it to be. No, I'm still gonna fuck with you. That's just how we are. I mean, I want to be with you. Is that okay? So we're together. Good. Next time, no plasma, motherfucker. And remember to wait at the ramp for me.